calms yourselves.
We'll get there, I promise. Seriously, talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic.
The Patriots.
Officially, good morning.
Good morning.
Can we hit a button back there? This is not on, right? Nope. So there's some button back there we're going to hit. I don't know what it is.
Careful.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't teach for nothing. Here we go. Before we do anything else, just so you're very well aware, we are baptizing an adult today and welcoming three new members to First Congregational Church. And today starts year number five. Can you stand it? Year five of you with me. And me with you. So. All right. We have youth group tonight, 4:30. The snow stayed away. Starting on, here we go, I don't have to yell anymore. On Monday, starting tomorrow at 10 a.m., every Monday except for President's Day, we are showing The Chosen, which is a television series that depicts the life of Christ and the apostles, and it's pretty faithful to the gospel. What this series has done is it's maybe done a little backstories or tried to fill in some gaps. It took a little creative license, but not too bad. So what we'd like to do on Mondays at 10 o'clock here is to show an episode and have a discussion. And we're going to do that for a while, through the month of May. And that'll be on Mondays at 10 o'clock here. And for those who work during the day, we'll be out in Southwick on Thursdays at 7. February is a very busy and exciting time to be at First Congregational Church. Because not only do we have our annual meeting, if you look out on the bulletin board, and if you took a look at your weekly update that Cindy sends out, we have a host of activities happening here in February. So please pay attention to that as well. I would like to bring Janet St. Jean, who has an important and very legal announcement that we have to make. Wherever, you can come up here with us.
That's okay. This is the official notice to members of First Congregational Church, the First Congregational Church annual meeting. In accordance with the bylaws of the First Congregational Church, Westfield, Massachusetts, Article 8, Section 2, the annual meeting of the church shall take place during the month of February upon a date designated by the church council. This year's annual meeting will take place on Sunday, February 8th, 2026, with a snow date of Sunday, February 15th. The meeting will take place following worship service. The reports of all officers, committees, and affiliated organizations shall be made in writing and accepted at this meeting. Officers of the church and committees shall be elected at this meeting. Nominating committee shall prepare a ballot nominating one person for each position to be filled at the annual meeting of the church. The right of a member to make nominations from the floor shall always be recognized. This ballot shall be accepted by the church at this meeting. At the annual meeting of the church, the members of the church will vote on the budget as a single intact entity. Janet St. Jean, clerk. In other words, next Sunday, stay after church and come to the annual meeting. Thank you.
This morning, we will celebrate not only the sacrament of baptism, but the sacrament of communion. We do have some visitors here. Everyone who believes or seeks to believe is welcome to participate in communion at First Congregational Church. Our deacons will come to you with the elements. You may choose to accept or not accept. It's not a big deal. At that point, it's something that's private in your own decision. But please know that we consume the bread together, and then we'll come with, and the bread is gluten-free for everybody. It's gluten-free for everyone. And it's grape juice in the cups. All right, and we will consume that together as well. Are there any other announcements this morning? Hearing none, let us worship God.
Good morning. Please join me in the call to worship found printed in your worship guide. What does the Lord require of us?
To do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God.
With what shall we come before the Lord?
With speech that is gentle and words that fill love.
How shall we live our faith?
With actions that bring peace and works that lift up the lowly.
Come and worship God in the Spirit and in truth.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in the opening hymn, O Splendor of God's Glory Bright, in the blue hymnal number 105.
Suffering and hurt.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The sacrament of baptism is an outward and visible sign of the grace of God. Inasmuch as the promise of the gospel is not only to us, but also to our children, baptism with water and the Holy Spirit is the mark of their acceptance into the care of Christ's church, the sign and seal of their participation in God's forgiveness, and the beginning of their growth into full Christian faith and discipleship.
This is the water of baptism. Out of this water we rise with new life, one in Christ, members of Christ's body.
Taylor, I'm going to invite you to come forward, please. And you're going to come stand right next to Taylor, do you desire to be baptized into the faith and family of Jesus Christ?
I do.
Taylor, do you renounce the powers of evil and desire the freedom of new life in Christ?
I do.
Do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior?
I do, with the help of God.
Do you promise by the grace of God to be Christ's disciple, to follow the way of our Savior, to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, and to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best you are able?
I promise with the help of God.
Taylor, do you promise, according to the grace given you, to grow in the Christian faith and to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, celebrating Christ's presence and furthering Christ's mission in all the world?
I promise with the help of God.
Jesus Christ calls us to make disciples of all nations and to offer them the gift of grace and baptism. Do you, who witness this sacrament, promise your love, support, and care to Taylor, about to be baptized as she lives and grows in Christ? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Please stand as you are able and respond to the following by saying,
let us unite with the church in all times and places in confessing our faith in the triune God. Do you believe in God?
We do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
We do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
We do.
May God be with you.
Also with you.
You may be seated. Please pray with me. Thank you, God, for the gift of creation called forth by your saving word. Before the world had shape and form, your Spirit moved over the waters. Out of the water of the deep, you formed the firmament and brought forth the earth to sustain all life. In the time of Noah, you washed the earth with waters of the flood, and your ark of salvation bore a new beginning. In the time of Moses, your people Israel passed through the Red Sea in waters from slavery to freedom and crossed the flowing Jordan to enter the Promised Land. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus Christ, who was nurtured in the water of Mary's womb. Jesus was baptized by John in the water of the Jordan. He came living water to a woman at the Samaritan well, washed the feet of the disciples, and sent them forth to baptize all the nations by water and the Holy Spirit. Bless by your Holy Spirit, gracious God, this water. By your Holy Spirit, save those who confess the name of Jesus Christ, that sin may have no power over them. Create new life in Taylor, baptized this day, that she may rise in Christ. Glory to you, eternal God, the one who was and is, and always shall be, world without end. Amen. Taylor, you are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit be upon you, Taylor, child of God, disciple of Christ, and member of the Church. Please pray with me. We give you thanks, O Holy One, Mother and Father of all the faithful, for Taylor, and the grace acknowledged here today in water and the Holy Spirit. Embrace us all as sons and daughters in the one household of your love. Be at peace with Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.
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 Taylor, this is your certificate of baptism. I trust with you. Welcome.
Thank you. Our newest member is baptized. Taylor will officially join the church with Anne and David after we have our scripture readings.
Our first reading is from the sixth chapter of the book of the prophet Micah. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the case of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a case against his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? And what have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, I redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember how that King Balak of Moab devised what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what was happening from Shittim to Gilgal, and what you may know, the savings acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord please with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give him my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but do justice and love and kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Our God is still speaking. Please join me in the responsive reading of Psalm 15. O Lord, who may abide in your tent, who may dwell in your holy hill?
Those who walk in the plain of the city, do not oppress right, and speak the truth in our hearts.
Who do not slander with their tongue, and do no evil in their friends, nor heap shame upon their neighbors.
In whose eyes the wicked are despised, but the honor of those who fear the Lord, who stand
who do not lend money at interest and who do not take the bribe against the innocent.
Those who do these things shall never be removed.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scholar? Where is the debater of the sage? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the proclamation of the foolishness of the proclamation to save those who believe. For the Jews asked for signs, and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to abolish things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. In contrast, God is why you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. Our God is still speaking. Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from Matthew's gospel in the 5th chapter. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger for thirst and righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the reign of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely, on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, and for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The word of God for the people of God.
justly by the same command. Act justly. Love with tenderness. Walk humbly with God. For blessed are those who mourn. They will see the mercy of God. So many things have been prescribed for us from ages ago that still make so much sense today. How desperately we need to hear the words, act justly, love tenderness, walk humbly with God. If these words guide our daily lives, a lot of the nonsense in our world will go away. And today we have people with us who recognize that, who want to join us as we seek to bring the reign of God here on earth to the greater Westfield area, to Southwick, to Montgomery, to Russell, and beyond. So, we will have new members. You'll be called in just a moment, so be ready to, as they used to say, come on down.
Amen.
Amen.
We invite to come forward those who wish to affirm their baptism by uniting with us in this household of faith.
So Taylor.
Taylor.
David and Anne. Friends in Christ, we are all received into the church through the sacrament of baptism. Taylor, Anne, and David have found nurture and support in the midst of the family of Christ. Through study and prayer, they have been led by the Holy Spirit to affirm their baptism and to claim in our presence their covenantal relationship with Christ and the members of the church. They are here for service to Jesus Christ, using the gifts which the Holy Spirit bestows.
You are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are equally citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus alone being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in Christ, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
My sisters and brothers, do you desire to affirm your baptism into the faith family of Jesus Christ?
I do.
Do you renounce the powers of evil and desire the freedom of new life in Christ?
I do.
Do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior?
I do.
Do you promise by the grace of God to be Christ's disciple, to follow in the way of our Savior, to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, and to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best you are able?
I promise.
Do you promise, according to the grace given to you, to grow in the Christian faith and to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, celebrating Christ's presence and furthering Christ's mission in all the world? Please remain seated, and we're going to one more time. Do you believe in God?
I do believe in God.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I do believe in Jesus Christ.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I do believe in the Holy Spirit.
See, your beliefs are doubly affirmed today.
By your baptism, you are made one with us in the body of Christ, the Church. Today, we rejoice in your pilgrimage of faith, which has brought you to this time and place. We give thanks for every community of faith that has been your spiritual home, and we celebrate your presence in this household of faith.
Do you promise to participate to the best of your ability in the life and mission of this family of God's people, sharing regularly in the worship of God and enlisting in the work of First Congregational Church as it serves this community? And together we all say,
we welcome you with joy in the common life of this church. We promise you our friendship and prayers as we share the hopes and labors of the Church of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may we continue to grow together in God's knowledge and love and be witnesses of our risen Savior.
In the early days of the Church in New England, it was customary to welcome, to extend the handshake of fellowship. The handshake of fellowship. So we do that today. And in the name of Jesus Christ, and on behalf of First Congregational Church of Westfield, we extend to you the hand of Christian love, welcoming you into the company of the Lord Church. We officially welcome David, Ann, and Taylor. Wait, well, we have gifts. Wait a minute.
David, welcome.
Right, we'll get you those on the way out. And as a special bonus today, because what would it be without parting gifts? We don't have Rice-A-Roni for you, but what we do have are wine glasses that have First Congregational Church right on them. So we'll make sure you go home with those as well. Thank you. You may be seated. And as we come to prayer this morning, we are ever mindful of the needs of our world, the needs of our country, the need to stop killing people. Amen. The need to be people of peace, to act justly, to love tenderly, and to walk humbly with God, so that we too can inherit the reign of God. We, of course, are mindful. We pray for our new members, for our newly baptized, for their families, for our families, for people who have listed prayers in our prayer list, in our worship guide. And of course, we remember those prayers that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. And may God be with you. Please, pray with me. God of the prophets, God of Christ, we are reminded today that your blessings do not necessarily follow the logic of the world. The world believes that the rich are blessed, but Jesus reminds us that it is the poor who are blessed, the poor in spirit and the materially poor as well. We pray for a more just world in which all have enough and none are left behind. Though we fear death and avoid its inevitable arrival, Jesus tells us that those who mourn are blessed. Help us to experience the truth of this mystery. Bring healing and wholeness to those who are sick, and comfort those of us who have lost loved ones. While people covet power, Jesus blesses the meek. Instruct us, O God, in the ways of humility. Help us to stand in solidarity with the oppressed and marginalized. Show us your presence in the faces of those the world forgets. Give us a hunger and thirst for righteousness. Fill our hearts with love, overflowing with mercy. Make our hearts pure and give us a vision of your glory. In a society divided by race, gender, class, ideology, sexual orientation, and so many other labels we alone have created, remind us that we are all created in your image, each of us a beautiful reflection of you, each of us your beloved child. Help us then to end our conflicts and wars, and help us to be peacemakers and agents of reconciliation. Gracious God, you have so richly blessed us with life, with love and joy, and with hope in the midst of despair. Help us to be the salt of the earth. Help us to be the light of the world, sharing with others that which we have received, boldly proclaiming the good news of your love, finding the seeds of your kingdom within us, and letting your way grow in our lives and throughout the world. Give us eyes to see the ways you are changing the world in which we live. Give us ears to hear your call to join with you in the great transformation. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. My friends, with what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told us, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of us but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God? And in this spirit, let us bring our offerings before the Lord. Our morning offering will be received.
Thank you.
source of justice and mercy, work through this offering to bring your gifts to the world. Righteousness and peace, love and kindness, hope and joy. May our gifts truly express our gratitude for your many blessings for our church and for your children everywhere. Amen. You may be seated. Blessed be God, who feeds the hungry, who raises the poor, who fills our praise. All are welcome at the table of the Lord. Let all who seek, believe, or seek to believe, come to this table. And may God be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to God Most High. It is truly right to give you thanks. It is fitting that we offer you praise, God of mercy, faithful God. You sent Jesus Christ, your Son, among us as Redeemer and Lord. He was moved with compassion for the poor and the powerless, for the sick and the sinner. He made himself neighbor to the oppressed. By his words and actions, he proclaimed to the world that you care for us as a parent cares for his or her children. And so, in grateful procession of all endless praise, with the church that is, was, and shall be forever, we glorify you in song.
Rightly gives
gives you thanks and praise. All life, all holiness comes from you through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. From age to age, you gather a people to yourself, so that from north to south and east to west, a perfect offering may be made to the glory of your name. We bring you, O God, these gifts. We ask that you make them holy by the power of your Spirit. We pray that they may become our spiritual nourishment, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave us this gift at that last Passover meal he celebrated with his disciples. In the midst of that meal, Jesus took bread and dispensed with the regular blessing. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me." And when it came time to share the cup, Jesus again dispensed with the regular blessing. He gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me." Through the broken bread, we participate in the body of Christ. Through the cup of salvation, we participate in the blood of Christ. So come, for all things are ready.
Ministering to you in his name, I give you the bread.
ministering to you in his name, I give you the cup. At this time, I invite you to join with me in the prayer of thanksgiving as found in your worship guide. We give you thanks and praise, O God, that you have fed us with your mercy and poured out your Spirit in this place. Continue to nourish and fill us each day, that we may live as your beloved people. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our closing hymn this morning is found in the blue hymnal, number 341, Amazing Grace. Love tenderly, and walk humbly with our God. Amen.